Wednesday night or Yud Teves. Tonight we're going to combine the Dvar Halacha with, not with Chodesh Halavos, but with also Divrei Musar V'Hashkafa. We'll combine the two. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that there's four Taneisim in Mechuyev to fast. Tisha B'Av, Shavuos B'Tammuz, Gimel Tishrei, and Asara B'Teves. Mipnei HaDvorim HaRoim Sher Iru Bohem. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, very famous Mishnah Berurah, I think, it's famous, people should be aware of what he says. Call yourself Misanim Bohem, because of the tzoras that happened to them. I want to speak specifically about Asara B'Teves. The tzoras that occurred. Why? Soros
happened.
The Soros happened because of the way Klal Yisrael was acting. We act that way now also, so we do tshuva. So there's a point to it, not just to remember what was, but we are continuing with ma'asim that are inappropriate, that are wrong, averus. Shabbosichron dvarim ha'elu, by remembering these things, no shuv la'hetiv. K'moshe kosov, k'moshe nemar, v'zvadu z'avona v'zavona v'olsem. L'chein chayev kol odom, losu melibo b'olsem hayomim, that would be tomorrow. Rufash Vesh Bamaso, Voloshim Bohan, Kim Ikaratinis, it says by Ninveh, Esakovist Hanisim Lonemar, Eras Maasehem, Vena Tainis and the Achol Shuva, the Chain, Osim Wanoshim, they're Messanim, and they don't know what to do, so they go for it to you, Dvarim Batalim, Tosu Hatofel, Vinichu Iker. But you can't just say, I'll do Shuva and I'll eat. Of course, there's a mitzvah saseh, midiri hanaviyim, to fast. So, dvorim ha-ra'im. So, what happened on Asara B'Teves? That's what's a little hard to have the attitude. Okay, so we know, Shabosamach Melech Bavel, V'chanetzah ha-rosh al Yerushalayim, V'haviyah b'matzor u'v'matzok, U'mizeh nimshach ha-inyan, nimshach ha-churman. So you see a yisod from there because, I mean, this was, first of all, it's in Bayis Rishon, and it was just the siege. So Bishlom of the Churban, you know, the siege of the Bayis Rishon. So is that such a davar ra? And the Maisim Roim that they did led to the siege. The siege was. So I think the key words in the Mishnah Berurah are Mizeh Nimshach HaChurban. That it wasn't, it was, and the equivalent in a person's ma'asim would be to realize that sometimes you make a decision about something. Maybe it's where you live, maybe it's where you daven, maybe it's who your friends are, and then umizeh nimshach. Then already things flow from that. And you don't even realize it at the time that that choice is a bad choice, and you have to be alert to things like that. And that's why, so the Maisim, and it led to a siege. Now the siege means a Nimshach HaChorban. It wasn't just a tactic. In other words, it was Takla Dover Ra that happened, the siege, on that day. Why? Nothing happened that day. No one was killed. No one was starving. That day, but that's what I think. It's like you move to a certain neighborhood, let's say. And then 10 years later, you wonder what happened. So you don't realize. You made a decision 10 years ago. It's a hemshech of that. So that's what you have to be alert to, doing things that will snowball or will have an accumulative effect or will set you on a certain path and that's not good. And either Gisa to the good, it's the same way. You make good decisions and you may, so then even though at the time you're not really changing your life all that much, But if you make good decisions, umizen nimshach, a lot comes out of those good decisions, and the whole hemshach is related to that original choice. That's why you have in the Mishnah Melio, you have a marshal about Nekudas HaBechira. So after 20 years, let's say even if you have a Baal Tshuva, so he struggles with Shabbos, struggles with not turning on a light. Even if you have such a matzah, so okay. So he gets schar for not turning on a light Shabbos, something that would be, let's say, unthinkable to me. To any from birth person. But then 10 years later, he's not struggling with it anymore. His Nekudas HaBechira changed, in the words of the Michtam Eliyahu. But the Maila is, you see, but it was Mizen Imshach. Certainly, even if we'll take the Michtam Eliyahu at face value, and it's a very difficult piece to absorb, that people who don't struggle, so that's not part of their Bechira, not part of the playing field of their Bechira, but certainly someone that struggled with it, and now he's not struggling, so it's this Yisod, it's Mizan Imshach. So that's okay. That was a Bechira you made that had ramifications, and it had Toksos, and it had Ashlochos. That's not, you don't lose your schar for the struggle just because you won the struggle, and now it's second nature. In fact, that's how the Chavis HaLovis describes everybody's Avodas Hashem. Everybody's Avodas Hashem is you go one rung up the ladder. Say, tomorrow I'm going to have Kavana in Birchas Avos, in Shmon Esrei. Then it's a struggle, you try hard, and then it becomes second nature, says the Chavis HaLovis. So then you go to the next rung, and you say, I'm going to have Kavan in another bracha, or another two brachas, and do it until it's not a struggle anymore. And then move on and on and on. So you say, well, it's not a struggle anymore, so going to Michtam Eliyahu, it's not fear. The answer is, that's the Yisod of Asar B'Teves, Umizen Nimshach. When things flow from a certain makom, so you have the, it works, Midah Tova, and Chas V'Shalom Fakeret. That's why we, what's the double raw that happened? It's hard to, you know, Gimel Tishrei Nichbe Gachelus Yisrael. Breaking through the walls, people were killed, they took over the city. Churban. But like, the Asar B'Teves, not only is it so short that it's over before you know it, but it's also, like, it's hard to relate to a Dover Ra that was the siege for 3 years, 3.5 years, for the Bayis Rishon. Like, it's gone, it's, but the answer is Mizan Nimshach. And that's a Yisrael that we should remember. Okay. Okay. What? Why don't you just unhook it? Burn a whole night. But let me. She's Miss Lambert, as if she's. Never.
Are you okay with it?
What happened? How'd you do that?
I didn't do it. The carpenter came back.
Yeah, what's the story?
Why wasn't he already?
You know, yeah. Please. No. I'll tell you the truth. I'm going to leave here right after shower. I'll come back.
It doesn't attach up, but it's not.
Potentially enough.
Only did you know the history?
That's what he said.
It's still not good enough.
No, I'm set up to be here. And to work intensely here. Okay. I'm okay. I don't know what to tell you. You're very nice. This is like the attack. I don't want to do for you. You want to do for me. I am already set up.
I think the patch up is going to work. I think you still do that.
I'm set up both ways. I'm ready to roll. My bags are packed either way. I'm ready to roll. And I have the 9:30. Please send me. I gotta go leave and see my beer. What is involved tomorrow?
Checking my phone.
You make it in your pocket.
Yeah.
Huh?
I think I'm going to go somewhere with it.
Oh.
So who gets to decide?
I couldn't keep it in your pocket.
Right.
It was up to me. I go home. No, I don't even know. Maybe I'm wrong. Because I set up so I could like work 2 hours tonight. But if I go home, I'm not going to work anything tonight.
What?
Ridiculous. This is ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. Probably to go home, but not. But marginally, not enough to really make a difference.
We can always cover it with something.
You can give me an answer. Yeah, you can. I have to be until 9:30. I have a meeting at 9:30. I'm fine. I'm cool. Okay. Bye.
So you guys, well, I mean, it's okay.
Well,
I don't believe if it works for me.
Okay.
So you think if he's going to do it, I said it's going to not work.
Right.
He's interviewing parents.
Never. Right. Tomorrow's
a very short day.
Put a new piece of wood in
so
there.
So she felt the first is ridiculous.
Come back.
2 hours. Mrs. Fox told him, come tomorrow. He's not teaching anyway. Tomorrow anyway, they're having a speaker. That's what I don't want to do because I'm very burdened with arts, bro. Very burdened.
So the program is supposed to be here or at home.
I set myself up so well
over here
to be here.
Oh.
And I don't care anymore. Okay. The truth is, Joel's making the scene tomorrow night. I'm coming in for the same thing. If I'm here, I'm leaving right after Shachar's going to Yerushalayim. Because the intensity, I have a lot of.